Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing Program today. And the date is Monday. And thanks to Larry, it's up here, so I know where we are here. 5/25/11. That's 2011, naturally. So, how's everybody doing? Been on the 8-hour call. It was quite nice yesterday. And let's start with some healing. So if anybody has an emotional situation that they may want to have some of the energies released on it, you must think of it, and we'll release it from you. So think of anything that you've experienced fairly recently, or maybe you might want to go back to the time that maybe you're riding your tricycle and you fell off, and you think about it, and you can remember maybe the skin knees, and, you know, you crying. Just think of that one, because it's still going to affect you, even though, you know, it's been a long time ago. And we'll get the energy off of you for that one experience. So think of something. Here we go. And it could even be maybe a being stood up on a date or something, or a rejection or anything like that. That would also work. Remember, all these are lifestyle patterns. And once they get put into place, then you tend to live your life according to maybe what you don't want to experience over again, which may close you a lot down on experiencing life. Or maybe somebody told you you weren't good enough about something, and you lived your whole life not experiencing what your passion was. So here you go, everybody. Think of that one issue. I'm going to clear that. I'll count to five to do so. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Carrie, are you out there?
I am, Ron, yes. Hi, and welcome everybody to Monday on, excuse me, on BBS. Got a few people on the fast chat already. Are we having callers today, Ron?
That'd be fine, yeah, no problem. Yeah, maybe they could bring forth information about one of their healings that they had, maybe describe what it was like, how it changed their life, or maybe what they need to do next after the one they have already had. That could be a possibility, too.
Okay, great.
Well, it's good, too. Mention how they did an absentee healing for someone and how their life changed without them even knowing about the healing. That'd be great. So, Carrie, back to you.
All right. So if you'd like to call in, the toll-free for U.S. and Canada is 888. We're on Station 1, so 888-815-9756. And then line 3, which is area code 530-413-4522. So I'm not seeing any questions on the fast chat yet. I could go back maybe to some of the Saturday ones, but I'm not sure if the same people are listening, so maybe I shouldn't do that, actually. Janice has a question. Are ice cube clouds the results from timeline crashes?
Typically they would be, yes.
Okay, so when we see those are the ones where we kind of see lines.
So did she see him after, after the clearing that they have done, or do they just all of a sudden appear in the sky? It'd be interesting to find out.
Yeah, maybe you could type that in, Janice. Let us know if you just happened to notice them, or you had been doing timeline crashes and then you noticed them. That would be interesting. So, Ron, I think you want to do the mind-to-heart drop right now, do you?
Yeah, that'd be good. So here we go, everybody. And this is what some people try to do, meditating for years, and they still can't get there. They go to sleep instead. So here we go. I'm going to drop you into your heart. 20 seconds later, your heart centered. Very simple exercise that you can do yourself. The reason why I count from 10 to 1 is to move the energy. And this you can do yourself, like I say, anytime you wish. It's not hypnosis. It's just taking your thoughts, which your spirit has to connect to, and put them into your heart center. It's just that simple. Here we go, dropping down. So they have an elevator, dropping down the 10th floor to the first. So 10, 9, 8. I'll just stop here. Now, if you notice, if you're tuned in right now, you go, wow, you stopped, okay? Well, your energy now is probably around your nose, okay? So think a thought. And you're going to feel kind of weird as this energy is probably around your, you know, top of your mouth and your nose, okay? And you're thinking, but it's not like, you know, in your forehead. It's Okay, dropping down some more. So we're at 8, 7, 6, 5. Now you should be probably maybe lower mouth, chin area. Think a thought, everybody. And now we're going to go down into your heart. So going down. So 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Do it again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Think a thought now. And you're going to notice that your head is going to be very clear. You can think of anything. And sometimes when you have thoughts, it might interfere with your vision a little bit. And also maybe even your hearing. And right now, as you think a thought, like everything is clear, like you just got your windshield cleaned up on your car after going through maybe a dusty place. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. That was weird when it was stuck in the nose area. My nose felt really weird. I've never done that. So Janice is saying, yes, the ice cube clouds just appeared out of the blue sky today. So I don't know if you were doing something wrong that made that happen today, but it looks like Janice wasn't timeline crashing at the time she saw these. So
yeah, that's normally what causes them.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen them myself before we started doing timeline crashing.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody that I was back in New York to tell them about it, they said, yeah, man, these clouds are really weird here. We haven't seen clouds like this before. This is last October. So that's kind of what's happening. So normally it would probably be from that. It may be from somebody else who was doing timeline crashing. And what I would think, okay, I'm just kind of going to the sci-fi end here, okay? So let's just say that a person is doing a timeline crash on, do you have a topic, Carrie?
Oh, let's just do fear.
Fear, okay. So somebody in, let's just say Maine is doing a timeline crash on fear. And you happen to live in one of the middle states. We'll just say that you live in, let us say South Carolina, okay? And somehow you're connected and on the same timeline as the person in Maine is on. Now remember, what we see with our eyes open is one reality, and your reality may be different than the people around you. This is why when I heard this story a long time ago, a person, from a policeman, and what he told me, he says, you know, when I come to the accident scene, and if I talk to different people about the accident, they all have a different opinion on what actually happened. There'd be a few that might give you the same, you know, information, but he says everybody else seems to say something a little different. So that's why I take all the notes to try to figure out what actually happened. So let's just say that all these people watching the traffic accident are on a different timeline. So they're seeing it happen differently in their timeline, and that reality is brought back here. So, with that information, now let's just say that you're on a timeline with the same person in Maine, and you live in South Carolina, and they're crashing fear. All of a sudden, the timeline that you were both abducted onto could show up. I'm not saying that it would, but it could show up in your reality as those clouds changing and looking identical in Maine and where you are, because you're both viewing that timeline. Now, maybe somebody else in the same town might look up and see a whole different cloud pattern. So this is the sci-fi end of things. So you all can think about that and kind of get a clue of what could actually be happening. But, yeah, I would say more than likely a person was doing a timeline crash, and you may have been, you know, with them on that timeline. And that could be why you're seeing that. It's just an idea there. If not, what it could be is that that universal timeline is going down and everybody sees it. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, that's really interesting, and I'm just noticing that I jumped ahead two entries that Janice had written in, and she, in fact, had been doing the past life timeline crash today, so they would have been a result of Janice's timeline crashing, but what you just explained is interesting. You know, if we haven't been doing any, why we might be seeing that type of cloud. So we have a question from Marcy, and she's asking if Jesus was really baptized, and she's saying that you said he did not need to be baptized, but she's asking if he was. So that opens up a whole topic right there.
Yeah, let's see here.
Baptism.
Yeah. Okay. I'm picking up that three of the lifetimes he did go through the baptism, but it was different than what it stated in the Bible, okay?
Oh.
But that's how it's mentioned. The other nine timelines, he was not. Remember, he did 12 timelines, 12 parallel lives at one time here to reach more people. So he didn't go into the major timelines, okay, to reach people, just like we talked about earlier with the clouds. Very interesting. Kind of ties together a little bit.
Yeah.
So
was he born at the same time to go into those 12 timelines?
Well, that's a good question.
Does that mean that it was clones of him?
No. He just had to reappear into each timeline. He had to bring light into each timeline to reappear in their timelines.
So he was doing the bilocation thing, but 12 times location thing.
Yeah, that's correct.
Gosh, interesting.
So remember, the light frequency is much faster, pure light, than the darkness frequency of their light, because we are living in a fabricated light reality here, the light of the darkness, okay?
Yeah.
So, how can I explain this to people? Let's just say that you see two cars with their blinkers on, okay? Now, one car's blinkers goes three times faster than the other one, but they're both blinking. And so the true light would be the one blinking faster, being turned off and on and off and on, and the one that's going slower would be the darkness timeline. And they could both be superimposed into each other and being turned off and on at different times, but the light would come on and off much quicker. And it could also enter into the other timeline reality. So I'll just kind of use that. Remember, the darkness uses odd harmonics a lot versus the light using even harmonics.
Oh.
So that's just kind of thrown in there to confuse you all. Okay, let's see what I do.
Thanks, Ron.
Anyway, yeah. But
so where do you put your focus when you're in and out of so many places where different things might be happening?
Well, you have to decide which timeline you want to visit and be on, okay?
Gosh.
So when you're in the light, you can choose where you want to be. Okay, not that you're going to dematerialize and go somewhere else. It's just that you can choose to be rock solid on a timeline and carry light frequency there, where somebody who doesn't know about that will just be living a life in the light of the darkness here, you know, controlled by the aliens and probably, I guess, you know, the churches are what's actually probably anchoring the aliens here, mainly because they have people praying outside of themselves. Just think if you had no churches here, what would people do? You know, just think of going to a shopping mall and, you know, maybe, you know, I'd say half, or maybe more, maybe even three-quarters of the people probably go to church all the time, or they have been to church, and they're connected to that energy. So if they weren't connected to anything outside of themselves, what would they do? Would they, you know, do Wicca, worship rocks or different elements here? Mm-hmm. And then if they did worship an element that came from the earth, then there's going to be light into that because the earth spirit created light. So whatever you see here, like a tree's not, has no darkness in it, okay? Or a blade of grass, it's all created from light. And so if you worship something with light, you know, I'm trying to draw a parallel here with worshiping God outside of yourself. The light will not take any energy from you. It can't. It's already light. It's not going to lower itself down to your negativity if you're using a negative energy. It could do a psychic attack on it, but light is light. So it would meet you if you were in your heart with your spirit as light, reflecting light back to itself, okay? And that's all that it could do. It's not going to give you anything whatsoever because light doesn't do that. It can only just, you know, show you what light it has. So hopefully this is helping some people out there. I don't know. It's anyway, this is the way the show is going, I guess. So what other questions do you have out there, everybody?
Well, Shannon has a question. She's asking, how does laughing and love affect us?
Okay, well, that's an emotion. So if you laugh a lot, that means that you're using an emotion of laughter, and there are aliens who want to attach to you with that laughter. Now, as far as the body, you know, laughter can move a lot of energy, just like pain can. So, you know, there has been, you know, studies scientifically, you know, done where laughter can help people do healing. So maybe it's because you're bringing in even harmonics to your body through the laughter. Remember, you can't, it's very hard to replicate an odd harmonic. You can do it mechanically, like with an instrument, but it's very hard because your voice itself is going to be even harmonics. Unless you have something wrong with your vocal cords, making them change and go out of tune. Okay, that's why people who sing or just give one note, a note is always going to be, you know, in a realm where you can get a second octave on it, okay? Mm-hmm. And our harmonics, it's very hard to go into other octaves above that because it's an odd harmonic. And odd harmonic is distortion. That's what is used in audio. You know, when you have distortion, that's all odd harmonics. So, you know, if you notice somebody who is singing, and they're singing fine, and it sounds good, and then they try to put more energy into it to sing louder, at some point they're going to stress their vocal cords, and then it will become an odd harmonic because the vocal cords cannot reproduce that sound frequency at a much higher amplitude. And then you have odd harmonics. And you know how that sounds from somebody when they're singing and, you know, all of a sudden they go, well, the person, you know, overextended themselves, you know. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Marcy has a jellyfish question. She's saying that she saw a product online that was made from jellyfish for mental clarity. And she's wondering if they're dead, are they still harmful?
Yeah, they do carry DNA, and the DNA is still in everything. Remember, the darkness, the aliens can and also other people, I won't get into that too much, because it gets into stuff that I probably should not talk about. But anybody can be taken up out of a grave that's dead, and they can replicate that as a clone, okay? So, yes, a jellyfish, which would have DNA, which would show what it is, if you eat that or any type of thing that you maybe don't want to eat, like some type of sushi stuff, you know, like that, then you are bringing that into you. Now, can it help you? Can that chemical makeup of that help you? It possibly could, but I would not personally want to even ingest it. You know, and what's it doing? You have to remember that when you have people who are walking beside each other and these alien critters body hop from one to the next because of somebody touching them, then they have a feeding frenzy, okay? And sometimes, as I watch the different display booths at the expos, I'll see one booth who has a lot of customers coming to it. And what's happening is the person is selling a product, or that person is having a particular alien life form inside of them, and the alien life forms and the other people walking by, you know, want to say hi to their distant cousin. So they'll draw a lot of people to them because the alien energies want to cohabitate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what I see. If you ever went to an expo and you wondered why some booth was very busy selling something that wasn't really even related to anything, that's probably what's happening, is that it's a convention. It's an alien energetic life form convention, and the people are coming there to, you know, shake hands, or the octopus energies want to shake hands with the other octopus energies or meet them, much like what I talk about on the Alien Cafe. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Mossy is asking, if you're on many timelines and are you living multiple lives right now, the way you just described a moment ago?
Probably on many timelines at once, yes, uh-huh.
Intentionally?
Well, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
It does feel like that, boy. Yeah. So I'm spread out. Okay.
Wow. Very interesting. So our timeline crashing, that doesn't put you in danger then? Or does the light ship not go after a timeline that you're living another life on?
No, it's all fine.
Okay.
Like I say, once in a while I get overextended, and I might drop my energy maybe for a half a second because I'm monitored continuously, but sometimes I do get energetic hits, or my energy is kind of like drops down slightly, and then they got to put me back together again. Because if my energy ever dropped, the aliens would probably try to kill me instantly. So all of a sudden, they come in and have to rebuild me. So
yeah.
That's a lot, you know. And I have had some weird experiences, but normally it's nothing for me to worry about, or you people listening. It just happens automatically.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm on so many other timelines, I never really looked at it that way. Since the question was asked, I had a look. It's because I have to be able to reinforce the energy and put light into where people are crashing the timelines. Remember, I'm here physically to do that. That's my job here. So I don't look for things. It just happens to happen. Because when you're in the moment, you can't always look. So
right.
I'm in the moment where I am. And if somebody's doing something out in some beyond old timeline, I have to be there to bring light in as a conduit. So, yes, I would be there. Although right now, as we speak, you know, and all the other times I've been speaking, you know, I'm perfectly right here, right now, all the time. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, that would explain why some of us have dreams about you. I've had quite a lot of dreams that you're in, although you don't always look like you. And when it doesn't look like you, I think to myself in the dream, they're trying to clone Ron and they're doing a really bad job. But I've had some dreams recently where you look exactly like you. So maybe that's what's going on. That's interesting. Okay. I think we had, I know I saw another question. I'm scanning quickly. Okay. So no jellyfish products, people.
No. Or squid or octopus.
Yeah, anything that we know from Ron as a dark side life form, or just as a general rule, I would say anything that bites, you know, with a poison, stings, or attacks us in that kind of way, just steer clear of all of those things and anything that might be made from them, like what Marcy was saying, the product she found online, just stay far away. Okay, so Tina has a question. Is there a clearing for the law of attraction? Kind of brings up the billboard clearing.
Yeah, the billboard will bring stuff to you that way. Let me think here. So you're asking, okay, so the law of attraction, what's the question? Can you bring the law of attraction in with light? Or
the question is, is there a clearing for it?
Is that what it is?
I'm not sure, but basically, Ron, what you've done with this law of attraction law is you've put up the clearing, the psychic billboard clearing that utilizes a dark side energy but gives us a way to turn it around to help us rather than work against us. Although it could be helping us too, but something to get it to be functioning more in the light rather than in the dark setting that it was created. There a clearing for it? Well, there is the billboard clearing, but there isn't a clearing really to get rid of it, is what I would say. But Ron, what would be your take on that?
Yeah, it'd be so convoluted. Boy, I don't know what to say on it, because it could be the dark side practitioner energy might help eliminate that. But we're here in the law of attraction. This is where we live.
Yeah.
Okay. Because everything is controlled here by the law of attraction. Just think of yourself, you know, as you go out, maybe when you're younger in the dating game, you know, and, you know, you're looking around for somebody to go out with, and you're looking at all these people. That's the law of attraction, you know. So you have your values of what you think is a good-looking person. And then from there, you look for that type of person. So that's the law of attraction. This whole area, you know, on Earth is that way. You know, just think of if you happen to go fishing, okay, which I kind of gave up. I don't want to hurt the fish, you know, a long time ago. But, you know, you put bait on the hook, and the law of attraction is allowing that fish to take the bait, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's here all the time. You know, just think of people playing the lottery. That's law of attraction. And so everything here is that. Even clothes coloring and, you know, new clothing types or just anything. A new car, you know, a new paint color. It's always there in the law of attraction. If you notice more recently, I don't know when, maybe I could say 20 years ago, but you very seldom ever saw silver cars. And all of a sudden now, you know, a lot of the cars are silver, or maybe a silver gray, but, you know, in that, you know, looking like that. And a lot of the rental cars are all white. So what does that mean, you know? Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I know one time when we were talking about the billboard, I think you said you may have temporarily turned everybody's off on the show, and that would be, I think, the only thing that might be what Tina's asking, which would be, is there a clearing of it? So I guess if you're in your heart all the time and you have no cords to anything, that would be kind of turning off the law of attraction too, but it would be very difficult to function here because we wouldn't be able to do our jobs and generate income to survive. So I guess we kind of have to have it while we're here, but the billboard clearing, you know, turns it more into what we would want it to be without the influences that have what we consider, you know, generating negative experiences on them. So kind of making it work for you.
Yeah, so the billboard clearing, we're actually using, remember, what's here is programs, okay? That's why I was talking about timelines. That's a program. Just like having a bunch of DVDs that you pop into your DVD player, okay? And they could all say the same thing on them, you know? And you put it in, and maybe each one is will enter the same particular location, the same amount of time into the movie, we'll say, automatically. So it doesn't matter which one you pick, you can be on any one of those timelines. But and they're all sequential. Once you're using one of them, they're all playing at the same time, but you don't know that. So on the programming of the psychic billboard, what we're doing is we're taking this program that the dark side put in place, and they're normally writing the script on that for you, what you're going to be following. Remember, that's tied into your natal chart, okay? So how are they going to bring somebody into your life? How's the darkness going to bring somebody into your life, you know, so people could do things to you or have you do things yourself that you think you have free choice, free will about, so that they are choreographing your psychic billboard with your natal chart. So what we're doing is we're just taking that psychic billboard that's always running, and you're able now through the light ship to imprint onto your psychic billboard a new program. This is what we're actually doing, and it's a program of your choice. Now, you probably are doing it anyway when you get heart-centered, you know, without the light ship doing it, okay? But you've probably done this many times, but you may not understand how it works. This way you can do it manually and have a result from it. And you want to keep looking at it and changing it. So if you do the psychic billboard, you know, check it every day or two and see what it's saying, because the events that you're bringing to you, remember, people are reading it, and it's kind of like driving, maybe you're out in a boat, we'll say in the ocean. Now you have as a compass, you don't know where you are, and you're just changing the degrees on the compass, we'll say, and by doing so, you're going into a different direction, but you're bringing people to you according to what you want to input. But you don't know what's actually happening, but other people are seeing you. Or maybe it's like flying in an airplane, and people from the ground can see you, but you can't really see them. They can see the airplane. So what you're doing is you're navigating, not knowing where you're going to, but you're actually going to be using the law of attraction of the darkness to bring forth people to you according to what you want to have happen to you. So you're in control of that. And that's the nice thing about doing the psychic billboard clearing, is that you're able to change your life. But you have to check it to see what it's stating. You know, maybe you wanted to do something, but maybe it takes 5 steps to do it. So you got to keep reading it and see where you are. Did you cover step 1, step 2 yet? You have to look at it. What's changed in your life? Because as you move forward in the direction of where you want to go to, you got to make sure that the billboard is up to date, and that you don't keep running an older program that's already run out of time on. Okay? Remember that the programs only last for so long. So you go, it's like having, a gallon of gas in your car. How far can you drive with that? So you want to check your billboard every couple of days and seeing how you advanced in your life and what you have to input on it next, because you will see changes. People will respond to your billboard. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Tina just has a follow-up to this that maybe you can clarify. Well, first of all, she's saying, would it be a media clearing for the law of attraction or karma? But so she's saying, I thought the law of attraction was like attracts like. So
Yeah. As far as the thoughts, yes, uh-huh. But you don't always know what you're attracting, okay?
Right.
Oh, you know, a lot of people... That's why you have an emotional clearing, so you don't keep attracting the old stuff to you, because that's going to be on your psychic billboard, you know, which will be basically, you know, some type of maybe insecurity of some sort, you know, mm-hmm. or a situation that keeps reoccurring that you don't like. You know, you may not like it, but it's, if it's still imprinted up there and Technicolor and spotlights on it, and it's saying, please abuse me, everybody, you will have people coming to you to give you abuse. So this is why you want to change it all the time and check it. Because you are moving and changing your life pattern. Remember, you're still running a program here. But the whole thing is to run the program that you want to run on. So then you're in control of your program.
Right. Grab hold of the steering wheel a bit firmer.
Yes.
So Trent has some questions. I'm going to try and see if I can make this, if I can say this right, Trent, the way you meant it. First of all, Trent is saying odd means in future or past, and I think he's referring to the odd harmonics that you were talking about. So I think he's asking if that means you're in the future or the past and you're out of the light if odd harmonics are going on.
Yeah, that's correct, because you're not running the energy of light. You're running odd harmonics.
Okay. And
that's
then,
very damaging to your body.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, odd harmonics are very damaging to your body.
Okay.
That's why when somebody plays a musical instrument out of tune, you know, people kind of like, oh, geez, you know, because they know about it. Their face kind of, you know, does that look like, uh-oh, you know, what happened here? You know, it hurts me, you know, and your face kind of shows that. Well, that's how your body's responding to it.
Yes,
and
it's
so
jarring. It's uncomfortable.
At the time, you know, you are going to be damaged by that energy. In fact, going kind of out on a limb, when they first invented and brought forth the CDs versus having an analog record, the CD sounded horrible because they were a lot of odd harmonics because they couldn't put in the proper frequencies or whatever, or maybe they came out too soon. But CDs didn't have the warmth and the life to them that records had, and that's probably still true today, but they have improved them. But anyway, that's why analog is so much better than digital. Digital is odd harmonics. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Trent is also asking, are some people good at timeline manipulation and projections? So I guess there's some people better than others.
Yeah, the ones that have probably been able to master it are very good. I would think, you know, don't quote me on this here at all, but there are some people that are motivational speakers, okay? And they somehow know how to get an audience, and they can maybe be a minister, or they could sell books, how to get ahead in your life. And they probably have somehow a clue from somewhere, okay? Maybe in their genetics or whatever, being used could be another thing. But, you know, they do have inside information somehow, we'll say, on how to do manipulations. And they can draw people to them that way who want to also manipulate the energy. So I can't really, you know, go too far out on that, but I think you understand what I'm saying, because there are people who can be very, seem very heart-centered, but they're giving information out that deals nothing with the heart. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so P is asking, what about doing the harmonic clearing when you're doing your psychic billboard, and so that you're using even harmonics when you create the words that you're typing into your billboard clearing?
Oh, that would be good. Very, very good, yeah.
Sounds like a great idea.
If you could clear the words and have them work with the even harmonics, it'd probably be much more effective, I never even thought about that,
Yeah, me neither. Great idea.
Or if you have your natal chart one, you could even put the word in the natal chart and have it decharged. That might be good, too. But you have to remember that if you get stuff too much into the light here, okay, then it may not be read by people of darkness, okay? Remember, you still have to bring that energy to you. Like I said, if you're in your heart all the time, then how do you find out what's wrong with you to fix yourself? You can't. You have to kind of, you know, maybe put 1% of you outside of that so you can actually look and evaluate, you say. So, you know, like what I mentioned, one time I was asking people for input or something. I did a mind to heart drop, and then I asked a question, and they just looked at me, you know, because they couldn't do anything. You know, I got 50 people in a room, and they just looked at me, you know, like, uh-oh, you know, what's going on? Well, I put them into their heart, and of course they can't give me answer a question.
Right.
The question doesn't relate to anything. There's nothing you can grab onto. There's no emotions to it. It's just a bunch of words. You know, it's like, hello, I don't speak that language, you know? What do you say it again? And you probably have noticed that yourself, everybody. When you're really heart-centered, people may not relate to you because they think you're from another planet. So, back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, the questions dry up on the fast chat when you do the mind-to-heart drop, and I can't think of anything to say either. So, Freedom has a question. Freedom's asking, what healings would you suggest for vision problems?
For vision, let me see here. What I would do is probably, I think I would try that odd harmonic clarion on it, because you're looking at different frequencies, and maybe the odd harmonics are preventing you from seeing more clearly. Because remember, the colors are in even harmonics. Just information there.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be quite interesting.
And then which are the alien critters mostly in our eyes, Ron?
Boy, I don't know. I know there's little black ones that look like little dots. Like if you take your pencil and you kept hitting, a piece of paper off and on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what they look like.
Okay.
Well, back to you, Carrie.
If Freedom went on the alien attack page, what could she put in, though? Because we don't have a name for those dots. So maybe just eye critters or something? Critters in my eyes? Did we lose you, Ron?
Critters for the eyes might work great.
Okay. All right. So I don't see any more questions right now. Glaucoma critters, P is asking. Is there anything? Are there any critters that cause glaucoma that you know of?
Boy, I would think so.
I would think that waste products and carcasses and everything would cause that, because glaucoma is when the pressure builds up in your eyeball. It's like there's too much stuff in there, so that probably would be. There's that separate clearing that's for waste products and carcasses and poisons that's separate from the alien attack clearing. So that might be a good one to do.
Do a sample of that right now.
Okay.
So everybody can just kind of, check out your eyesight right now. And what we'll do is some of the aliens that are attached to your eyes. These look like those little dots. Like I said, if you see some people who spontaneously keep hitting the pencil on paper all the time with little dots. And what we'll do is do a clearing, and then we'll get rid of the waste product. So here we go. So alien life forms being released from your eyes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, getting heavy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now let's get rid of the poisons. Then we'll do waste products and carcasses. So poison, check your vision. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if your eyes did anything. Any kind of reaction would probably be good, because you are sampling the energies and something is happening. So back to you, Carrie. We'll see what people talk about now.
Oh, well, I'm yawning and my eyes are watering, so something's going on with me for sure. They feel a little warm, too. The fronts of my eyeballs feel a little bit warm. Yeah. blank, blank, blank. Okay. So I'm scrolling back now to look for some questions that I may have missed because I don't see any new ones right at the moment.
What we could do, or what Marcy mentioned about the, there are beneficial things maybe to the jellyfish, which you might try, and I can't guarantee this, but you might try just doing maybe, not object, but water charging. Because there may be some type of, you might even buy that particular DNA and put it on a table next to a water glass and then put the light beam up. And the light will investigate through the light beam what's in the octopus, jellyfish, jellyfish part. And then from there, you might be able to get the beneficial parts of that, or at least in even harmonics, you know, brought into the glass of water. So you might just try that to see what happens, you know. And I would say, you know, probably do it for about a week. You know, it's probably about $5 worth, you know, of money, which could possibly help because you are taking the energy and making it real into the glass of water when you do that. So just an idea for people. You know, because I do, we do make stuff compatible to the body. In fact, if you want to get something, we do this all the time on the show, but a little differently. If you want to just get something that you're drinking, maybe, for instance, you have soda alongside of you and or something else. So get something that you're drinking, and we're going to make it body compatible for you. It could be juice out of your refrigerator or something. Not everything that we ingest is designed for us. You know, so get that now, everybody. And I'll have you talk for maybe a minute or two, Carrie, while they're getting their drink here. And then we'll change the energy on it.
Okay.
We do this for the water charging all the time for people at the workshops and lectures that I go to. They bring in a glass of water or a bottle of water that they previously bought, and we do the water charging for them. This we also do on Wednesdays. On the we do 5 gallons of water typically for each person for 7 days. So you get 7 gallons of water. Be able to have water for the week. But back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, while everybody's getting their glass of whatever, P is just mentioning that unlike the alien parasitic life form clearing, where you can only type in a type of critter, she says, the poison and waste carcass clearing does target body parts. So that would be a good one for you to try, Freedom for Your Eyes. And from the eye clearing that you just did, Ron, Janice is saying that she felt pressure behind her eyes. Shannon is saying that she still needs her glasses. Me too. Although something definitely happened. And Marcy's saying that her vision seems a little clearer. She has a little bit more clarity. So, and then just a real quick question from Tina, just give everybody a little bit more time to get their drinks. She's asking if the clearings on the radio show still work even if you weren't really paying attention for some reason or if you fell asleep.
Yeah, if you fall asleep during one of the shows here, it will work to a certain extent, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Even on first calls, it'll work that way. Just that you may not be conscious of what's happening, and you may not even be conscious of the benefits that you've experienced during this year.
Right.
So remember, if something does happen and you're asleep, you're not going to know where you were. In fact, that's the whole problem. I won't say problem. When you have a light shift healing, the healings from a regular earthly practitioner standpoint, okay, if I was just doing regular healings, I would not really want to do these healings because they'd be too good. I wouldn't have any repeat customers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that I've seen along for quite a bit because what happens is when you do a clearing and a healing, the person doesn't really remember what their problems were from the past because they're healed of them. Remember, when Jesus did healing, he said, "You are healed." Simple as that, okay? So A lot of the practitioners that are doing the light of the darkness healings, they have a lot of repeat business because maybe they only take away 1% of it, and the person comes back and back and back. With the light chip healing, one time through, and it's done, over with. And you won't even, you know, probably even be able to remember what you've dealt with in your life because it's gone. You have to really go fishing for it, okay? Mm-hmm. It's kind of much like, you know, when somebody's in physical pain. You know, if you had a lot of physical pain once and it's gone, it's really hard to bring back the physical pain to you of what you experienced. You can say, yeah, I know that I was in a lot of pain, but you don't really feel it. Well, this is the way the light chip clearings work. It just clears the slate. So the light doesn't want you to keep re-experiencing the past DNA that traumatized you. That's only what the darkness does. So anyway, let's do a clearing here, I think, with your drinking water or Pepsi or Coke or whatever you're drinking, orange juice, lemonade, you know, whatever you have, we'll do this here. Fruit juice.
And P is asking if, Ron, if she can do food. She doesn't have a liquid with her.
Yeah, food will work.
Okay.
So here we go. Just have it in front of you. And remember, your spirit's going to do the clearing for you. We're just going to empower your spirit. And this is how it works. If you have the light being up on your monitor screen, it'll be a little more efficient because that's pure light coming to you. So here we go. Bring up the monitor screen with the light being on it. And my top to 10 to enhance the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so what you have now in front of you is compatible to your body more than what it was before, okay? So I'm not saying that it's going to take away all the poisons out of it or anything like that. What I'm saying is that what's in there that's beneficial for you, your body will adhere to that much easier than it would be otherwise. So enjoy what you're drinking or eating. Have a sample of that now and just see how it tastes. Back to you, Carrie.
Thank you. Okay, we've got just a few minutes left, so let's see. Shannon has a question about doing a healing while you're asleep. She's asking if the barcode clearings work during the night while you're sleeping. So let's say she's doing the death barcode, and that one is a 2 hour per barcode. So if she set up the light being and set the timer going and then crawled into bed and it ran for 2 hours while she was asleep, would it still work?
Well, you have to change it every hour for the first part, and then you have to change it every half an hour for two more parts. So,
oh, that's right, yeah.
But typically, the answer is yes. Doesn't matter if you're awake or not, as long as the light beam is up.
Okay.
If you didn't go to sleep for the first hour, typically, maybe you're exhausted and you're tired, and then you put an alarm clock on to wake up in an hour or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fell asleep maybe in 5 minutes, and you had 55 minutes to go on the first part of the
barcode.
Yeah, it would work. But you want to have the light being up as a conduit into your room to do the clearing. If the light being goes out, it's not going to have a conduit there. This is why you want to leave your monitor screen on with the light being. A lot of people do this by leaving the screen up all night with the light being on it on the alien attack page. So do change your screensaver settings or the power settings on your computer so that your screen always stays on. You can lower the brightness if you wish, you know. That's okay, but it still has to be up.
I mean, it can be in a different room, right?
Yes, it can, uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
So
it looks like
we're getting close to the end. Okay. So... We got a conference call coming up in about a half an hour. 1 hour conference call for $20. This is our Monday night Lightship Healing. Our next BBS program is going to be Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And again, we're at Station 1. And then Friday, we have Station 2, the same time. And we'll have our Q&A that evening at the end of the program for 1 hour, where you can call in on the conference line to ask your questions. So, I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, Mossy just has one last question about her jellyfish product, and she's asking for the charging, the clearing, or whatever that you were mentioning before with the water, do you put the substance into the water or next to it?
No. Just put them on the side of it or something. You don't want it to get in there. No. Not like a tea bag or something. No. Just have it next to it, you know, on the table or something, so that, you know, the energy of it that you want to have, you know, somehow the scientists figured out something in that is beneficial, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you want the light beings to figure out what that same thing is, and then to add that into your water, okay?
And then you drink the water.
Yeah, so you drink the water that was re-energized with what's beneficial to you.
And then you don't consume the jellyfish substance.
No. No, you don't want to consume the jellyfish, no.
Okay. Well, I don't see any more questions, and I have 57 on my clock, Ron, so maybe we call it a night for now.
Okay, and Marcy, I try to find the barcode I'm still looking for here. So I'll be sending it to you. So I'm traveling, and I don't have it on, unless I can get something from Carrie, if she knows what it is. Maybe send me an email, Carrie.
Which barcode is she looking for?
The death barcode. I know you just did that recently.
Oh, okay, yes, I can email that to you.
That'd be great, then I'll send it to Marcy.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. So blessings to you, everybody. Have a good evening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And we'll see you later.
Okay.
Okay,
bye
everybody.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, bless you to all of you. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.